Guest on our program today is Andy Bartlett, manager from the Legistate Park. Good to have you back.
Morning, Jim.
Tis the season, and basically with winter coming up, why not? Officially, by the way, folks, winter will be here Thursday, and that happens to be a big day for you guys. Well, Friends of the Legis, particular, every year about this middle part of December, you take a look at having a meeting, and here's what happened in the last year, the amount of travel, traffic we had, and things like that, and really focus a lot on what the Friends of the Legis has done. You've had some pretty substantial projects in the past that we've taken a look at, like redoing the Canyon Road. I mean, those are big things. This year, our big thing is really kicking off 2024.
That's right. Yeah. So every year, like you said, around mid to late December, we put on our annual public meeting at Boone City Hall. I think this is the eighth or ninth time we've done it. And so just an opportunity. It's always been for us to give a picture of what happened over the last year, a look ahead to what might be coming the year ahead, highlight some of the recognition to our volunteers that do such a great job for us out at the park. But, you know, this year with 2024 being the 100th anniversary of the dedication of Legis, we are narrowing the focus of the meeting down to, you know, what's coming up for 2024. There's so much coming up that's all mostly volunteer driven from Friends of the Legis. They've got a plethora of programs and events and fundraising opportunities coming up next year that are going to really highlight that celebration of the centennial anniversary and make it a cool year.
End of October was the photo contest part. So.
Yeah, so the photo entries have all been collected and scored, and it's hopefully coming out this week with winners and things. But there'll be a display at the meeting Thursday night with all those winners and some of the photos that were submitted. They're unbelievable photos. I mean, it's super cool to see some of the.
You go through there and you look at them and go, I know this place, but I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, and the way the contest was ran, you know, all online with electronic submissions of photos and things, makes it really easy for us to just roll it over and run another contest in 2024, which we intend to do because this one launched a little later in the year this past year, and so we didn't have, you know, this early winter period that, you know, we get some good winter shots, and we only had one or two winter shots in the whole year, so this will give us an opportunity to run it for a longer duration in 2024, and it's amazing what people submit, and you know, it's not just for locals either. We get campers that are there for a weekend that'll submit some photos, and they're eligible in the running for some of these prizes because you know it's all online. It's easy to run that way.
Well, let's talk again. This meeting is going to be on Thursday evening. It'll be City Hall Auditorium. You've done that last year. You had multiple times. We tried, but Mother Nature kept playing with you guys. Which this year doesn't appear to be the case.
No, it looks good weather-wise, so it should go as planned. 6 o'clock, we'll have the doors unlocked. You can show up as early as 6. I'll probably be there well before that, and it'll be half hour or so just to kind of roam around the room and look at some displays of pictures of projects we did over the last year, the photo contest entries, Friends of the Legis stuff. There'll be a lot of things to look and ask questions to me or Clint or any of the Friends group members. And then we will give a short presentation, just kind of like to highlight, you know, how Legis came to be a state park. You know, in those early 1920s, that state parks movement across our state really led to the creation of some of these most unique, historic, rustic state parks that we have, including Legis. And so there's really great stories behind all that. So highlight some of that. We're going to talk a little bit about changes coming to the park in 2024. And then the Friends of the Legis will kind of wrap things up by talking about what they have in store for the new year and the celebration.
This will be a great opportunity for anybody that would like to be a part or even a participant, or even if they just want to see from the outside some of the plans, some of the work that's going on. Take in this meeting.
Yeah, it's
never
really
that long.
No, it's not. And you know, after our short presentation, we'll have more opportunity to answer questions, come up to us individually, ask us questions, look at the pictures and things. But it's a great opportunity. It's incredible to look back on the year and think, gosh, I can't believe all that happened in 2023. And then to think ahead to 2024, what's in store? It's going to be the same thing. There's so much, and there's so much help that's needed too. So if you've ever had the inkling to kind of come out and be part of what goes on at Legis, this is a great place to find that information on how to be involved.
The I know one thing is you tend to, because of proximity, occasionally get a pupil from a couple from the state to show up.
Yep.
Very likely we could see some of those folks here for this because, again, big focus is really on the history.
You bet. And our parks management team, our leadership team of the DNR, you know, they've all had their invitations, and so the offer's been extended to them, and we may get some of them there that can speak more in tune of how state parks plays a larger role in the DNR and what that provides for our visitors.
I know this is a big time frame for them because they do have the first park was
Backbone. Yep.
Backbone already did theirs. Boone was right behind them.
Yeah.
Ledges was right behind them, and so again, this is a great opportunity. They're going to have several of these that'll be coming up. So
that's right.
The history of the park system is big right now.
It is. It is. And you know, you look back at 2020 when we had the pandemic, our parks were crazy busy. They were one of the very few things that actually stayed open, and people found that they were open and used them. And the importance of those public lands, not just our parks, but our wildlife management areas and everything else, was important then to set aside in the 1920s and was just as important, you know, in the 2020s to have available for us to be able to use.
Made the, that's what I was thinking. Back into it, that's where people could go. They would be outside, and that was supposed to be a good option. So, of course, you also had the downside of it where they were creating a lot of new trails
true,
and things, too.
True,
yeah. We've done a little bit of rehabilitation since then. So let's talk about some of the highlight projects that you're going to be looking at going forward. Are we shut down here the winter time?
The campground actually for the very first time is closed completely for the winter. And that's because we're going to transition in 2024 to 100% reservable. So all our campsites, in the past, only 3/4 of our campsites were reservable, and we set some aside for walk-in or first come first serve availability. Mm-hmm. But each year for the last 2 years, there's been one or two or three parks across our state that have taken the jump to 100% reservable. And so we're making that jump into 2024 where all of our sites will be reservable in advance. But the difference being is that you had to make reservations at least 2 days before you plan to arrive in the past. This year, we are allowing same-day reservations. So if you're at home and you get online or call in the call center and you think, I want to go camping tonight, you can call in, and if there's availability, you can book it right then and there and come out that night. You can do it on your way to the park. You can do it when you get to the park. We're having Wi-Fi installed at the campground entrance this winter, and that'll help people who have connectivity problems to be able to get online and check availability and book reservations if they just happen to show up on a whim. So, but I can tell you the weekend traffic, you know, coming in on a Friday and making a same day reservation is going to be extremely tough. That's always been the case, even with walk-in campsites. Yeah. But if you plan ahead far enough and want to book a site, you can do it 3 months in advance. And really, it's not going to be much different than what it was, with the exception of just everything's electronic now.
Wow. Okay. So when is that rolling out?
That goes live. Actually, it's live now. Okay. So there's 3 month rolling window. So December 1st, you could start making reservations for March 1st.
Okay. So basically we're talking 1st of March.
Yep.
To
we'll open reopen the road and the campground on March 1st, and it stays open continuously through the end of November. And then each year we will close again on December 1st until March 1st. So it'll be completely closed to those three winter months, December, January, and February of every year from now on.
That's about the time when you actually have a lot of work you can get done, if you can get it done.
Definitely.
Mother Nature, of
course. We were doing some prescribed burning in there late last week in the campground to remove some of those thorny underbrush stuff and invasive species. We were cutting trees last week and doing some cleanup this week on some of that. So, it gives us a great opportunity to be able to get in when it's closed and take care of some of the hazards that are at each site and the resource that's in there and make it a clean, pretty environment for when it does reopen in the spring.
Well, among other things, actually coming up towards this time of the year, and thank goodness we've got very pleasant weather conditions to allow you to keep doing some of this stuff, but you have done a lot of work on some of those invasive species.
We have. It's been incredible.
There have been big
my
groups.
Gosh, yeah. Friends of the Ledges got grants last year from Boone County Community Endowment, Leonard Good Trust, Iowa Ornithologists Union, several more. I think Boone County Force as well. They provided funding to hire crews from Conservation Corps Minnesota and Iowa, which is a group based out of Jester Park, not too far away. And we hired them for a few weeks at a time. Just the first week of December was the last time they were out here. And they have been clearing acres of some of the worst honeysuckle, autumn olive, barberry, multiflora rose infestations you can possibly imagine. Like, you can't even hardly crawl through these things. So we're cutting, we're treating the stumps and preventing that resprouting and kind of trying to reclaim these areas and then rolling them into some more management like prescribed fire and timber stand improvement, where we can create a healthier place, you know, for birds and deer and even people and the trees and plants that grow there. So it's been an incredible project. The results have been incredible. It's been volunteer driven as well, with some great Friends of the Ledges members that are coming out on their own. They're organizing small group work days, and it's just building, and it continues. So it all ties back into our forest resource stewardship plan, which we're about to roll out as well, which is about finished. So each of these units in this plan have prescriptions for invasive species or prescribed fire or something like that. So it's been really cool to see the progress of this project.
It's what it doesn't happen overnight, folks. Invasive species come in pretty fast if you can't get out there and get control. And these groups have been doing a lot of different things.
It's been great.
You guys have done a lot of work on restoration of some of the trails. And again, we still have a couple of big projects still coming up besides the online registration. Yeah. Oakwood Shelter, that's a biggie.
Yep, Oakwood Shelter, we had closed this last year, closed it down entirely for reservations and use. We have a pre-construction meeting actually coming up here in a couple weeks where we're going to look at setting aside funding, capitals funding from our state parks budget and starting the process of hiring a contractor to restore that. And so it's a civilian conservation corps structure, so it'll have to go through approvals from the State Historic Preservation Office. It'll probably be built back to much the same way it was, or renovated to much the same way it was as it was originally constructed. But it's used a lot in the summertime. Family reunions, weddings, just picnics for families. It's a great place to have available, and it's really affordable, too, at $26.50 for the whole day. So a great asset for the park to be able to renovate and make available.
That's that's one that a lot of focus went on because it hasn't been accessible for a year.
Yeah.
Tree falling on it. Well, that's a problem when you have trees, I guess. They occasionally, Mother Nature lets them fall on things. You got a little bit of a historical presentation. Shouldn't take very long for that. I know you've kind of refined this.
I give many times. So it just talks about how ledges and the state park system evolved in the early 1920s. And then, you know, we're going to tie that into the way in which the theme of how ledges was established is the theme of how people are engaged with the park today and how this place is so special and people are just drawn to it. So, you know, that's what you'll learn a little bit more about. You get a kind of a unique perspective on how it was created and dedicated, as well as how you can be involved into the future for the preservation of it into the next century.
I think even those that come to the meeting on Thursday, even if you are not a member of the Friends of the Ledges or you don't want to do, you can at least find out some of the things that are going to be going on
here. Yeah, there's a huge effort right now into planning the centennial celebration. You know, the actual date of dedication is November 9th, but on September 28th, which is National Public Lands Day, is when our friends group wants to hold a big celebration event and say, hey, you know, this is for the community, for the visitors of Ledges, to celebrate 100 years of Ledges being a state park. So there's a lot of planning and effort into that, and a lot of help can be needed for that event. So you'll hear more about that. There'll be a small, maybe rededication event and a hike on November 9th itself next year, which happens to fall on a Saturday, which is great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll celebrate it in a number of ways on a number of different days, and that theme will be throughout the year next year.
So for those that haven't seen the picture of the dedication.
Yeah.
From that's you'd like to match that turnout.
Yeah,
that'd
be
crowd.
Cool.
Ooh, that'd
be really cool.
Big crowd.
Yep. But we'd like to have a lot of people out on Thursday. You
and
know,
not
just
and not just from Boone, folks. I'm just saying, if you got friends and neighbors that have ever experienced the Ledges, you want to make sure they get to be a part of this.
That's right. So
that'll be good. Did want to mention one thing too that people can find out more about. But the Friends did create a foundation recently, just within the last several months, actually.
Yeah.
Got it started and really dedicated to preservation.
It is.
That's the
it
big
is.
Focus with their foundation is focusing on preservation.
Yeah, a small steering committee of Friends of the Ledges members got together and, well, it actually all started as a group, as a whole, and we thought, you know, 100 years ago, the founders of Ledges, the people that drove the movement to make Ledges a state park, they left us, their legacy they left us is this great state park, right? So what can we do now to leave that a legacy again in the next 100 years? So in 21, 24, they look back and say, wow, I can't believe they did that in 2024. And so one idea that came up was the creation of this endowment fund. And the money earned off of it would be set aside for the preservation of the health of the natural resources, the preservation of the historic structures and trails of the park, really the things that make up the identity and the traditions of Ledges as a state park. Mm-hmm. So it's got vision, it's got effort, it's got drive behind it, and it's really something that we may not reap the benefits of in the near term, but in 100 years, this could have major, major impacts on what is available and the health of the resources at the park. So I'm super excited about it. The Friends Group super excited about it. You can find out more. You know, they launched it just within their own membership about sure. September or October, and it's taken off like crazy in the last 2 or 3 months. So to roll it out, to be able to roll it out to a wider audience is even more important. And you can learn a lot more about that endowment fund, why it's set aside, find some literature on it by coming to this meeting on Thursday night.
Okay. Got to ask, first day hike.
Yeah.
We are a participant.
Yes, we are, as always.
What is it, 13? I think 13th yeah. year, but
yeah.
Ledges, you've only, I think, only missed one.
And yeah, I think the very one. First one. Yep, but. Yep.
I remember the Sub-Zero ones. Yes, we've still done it.
That's so right. Yeah, no, it'll be fun. We're going to start at Oakwoods Shelter area, the Oakwoods Picnic area, around 11 a.m. And we'll just take a short hike down into the canyon to that first waterway and back up. The water crossings down there, all the weather's been mild. We haven't had a lot of snow. They're locked up pretty solid with ice. I mean, okay. It stays pretty cold and shadowy down in there, and so they don't get much of a chance to thaw. So we'll walk down to that first waterway and back up the hill. And then afterwards, if you want to head over to the park office at the shop. I have some picnic tables in there, and there'll be a lot of members of Friends of the Ledges serving some chili for a free will donation.
Okay.
So a little added layer to what we've normally done. We've normally just done the hike and said, have a great year, and we'll see you back for some of our next events. But this year, you know, warm up in the shop, grab a bowl of chili, learn more about Friends of the Ledges. It'll be fun to kind of add that to the hike this year.
I did the going down the canyon road last year, and that wasn't too bad because of the ice and the things that had occurred for precipitation. But I did not follow the group that went all the way around and came up the other way. No, I had to be, I'll go with this group up the, no, not again. I'll take the long walk. That was not in shape to make that climb.
That's all right. Yeah, I mean, there's options, too. If you want to break off from the group and explore the park more on your own, you certainly can. I'll probably lead that group down to the waterway and then come right back up the hill to the shelter and then join everybody over at the shop for a bowl of chili. But just a great way to launch the new year, especially with a 100-year celebration going on. There'll be lots of information, posters to learn more about future programs as we head into the new year.
Projects out in the park besides, again, getting everything ready for online registration, but the other one is what structures, what things are you looking at fixing besides Oakwood Shelter? You got a bathhouse? I think you're working
on one of our east campground restroom and shower building is going to get renovated this year. The funding for that is there's a lot of federal funding coming in for that, so it's actually not been totally approved yet, but will be in early March, and then we'll roll forward with some pre-construction meetings and bid letting for that. Looking at renovating and getting rid of that. Those shower buildings were put in 1985-ish when the campground was first kind of renovated at that spot. So they're aging. There are some issues inside with, you know, walls and floors and things that are just monumental. So we're going to redo that one. We're probably going to have some sort of a small trails project again this year. You know, we installed railings on Old Indian Trail in 2023 with a small group of summer employees that traveled around our district of parks. They spent several weeks at Ledges doing that. So we'll probably have something similar to that with more railings or stone staircase resetting. So trails, facilities, 100% reservable, 100 years celebration. It's a lot coming up.
Okay. The meeting is on Thursday night. It's going to be on the 21st. It will be in the City Hall Auditorium in Boone. And once again, Friends of the Ledges will be there. A lot of information about what's coming up with the celebration. No charge to attend.
Nope.
None at all. You can find out what's being planned, what's being talked about. You can decide if you want to be a part of it, not a part of it. maybe look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a great way to meet us as staff and volunteers and friends of the ledges and ask us more specific targeted questions as well. So please come out.
Start around 6:30. And again, they don't go very long, folks.
No.
It's start about 6:30, and usually you get through a lot of things and people will stand around and talk about issues and things and find out a little bit more. It isn't going to be overly long. Again, doors will open at 6. If you need the handicap accessibility, use the west side entrance. The elevator's right inside the door. And we'd look to have a great turnout.
All right.
Again, always, that's the big thing is, if you want to find out more about the celebration, what's going on, in the past we always talked about come out for the annual meeting, but this is really more of a focus about what's coming and how you can be a part of it, how you can help. Even if you don't want to be out there doing things, but if you want to find out more about the ledges, because it's such a big part of our life around here.
You bet.
Come on out for it. Andy Bartlett, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.